This is Jay. She is a Shorkie, Yorkshire Terrier, and Shih Tzu mix. She loves being on video. Every time I do these talking videos, she sits right next to me below in this bed, and she's facing the camera. So every time we turn the camera on, she's ready to go. She goes and sits down like that. So we decided to put her on the desk so that you can all see her and she can be on video. She's so funny when we do lesson videos on the golf course. She comes out with us, she'll be in the video next to me. And then when I hit a shot and Adam pans over, she'll sometimes walk to where he's panning over so she could be on video. So it's pretty funny. She's really smart like that. Today I want to talk about why instruction in whatever you want to get good at is really beneficial if you have the right instructor for you, and if you approach it properly, that it is a way to accelerate your learning curve. You want to work with somebody that has dedicated their whole life to what you want to get good at. You have many things going on in your life, I'm sure, and so you don't want to, or maybe you do. If you do, maybe you go through trial and error and discover things on your own. But if you have a business or you work and you have a family and you want to play a sport or learn how to play music or something, it really can accelerate your learning curve by having somebody who went through all the trial and errors that also see things clearly. That's important too. Just because somebody's played music or sports or whatever their whole life doesn't mean that they can also help others. So you want to have that mixture, somebody who has dedicated their life and have improved their own life and game, and then they have taught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and given lessons on a full-time basis. And if you have that mixture, that person, if they can see things clearly, that is not driven by ego or stuck in their way or whatever, that they've really explored and go, you know what, here's a shortcut to where you want to go, then you can actually skip over so many rabbit holes that you can fall into that can be really deep and dark. And it really makes learning and growing and accelerating your learning curve just, seriously, it's like the way to go. I highly recommend it. But do take time to seek that person for you. And, you know, it's kind of like you want to get to a destination. And it's like a GPS system that goes, you know what, turn right here, turn left there. You know, if you take the wrong turn, make a U-turn so you can get back on the path, that sort of thing. Now, hopefully you have a good GPS system, because if you don't, then it could lead you to the wrong destination. So seek the right guidance. And I like the saying, because this is where people go, you know, I don't need instructors, I just, you know, do my own thing, which can work for you. And if you're happy with that, no matter where you are, what level, if you're happy and you feel like you're motivated, great. I'm talking about people who want to keep growing and improving and feel like they're stuck, or they're lost, or they're starting new and they don't know how to start. You know, I'm talking about those kind of people. So if you're just happy wherever you are, you know, don't worry about taking lessons and things like that. But there's a lot of things that you can get caught up in, you know, watching YouTube videos and doing a lot of reading and getting information from other people. You can really get lost. Things do work for a short period of time that shouldn't work for you, but it's deceiving. It just sounds like, oh, you know what? It's been working for me for a month. This is great. But the right instructor will go, yeah, this will work for a while, but it will later affect you in some way. You could get hurt, It can really turn your game around to a point where it's just going to get worse. Those kind of things, like, they can look out for you in that way. I like the saying, if you can drive on the opposite side of the road for a while, but at some point you're going to get caught. And yeah, you don't want to get caught. You want to get on the right path so that you can keep going. You don't get stuck, you don't get caught, you're doing the right things. And it's so rewarding that way. Another thing is you can have somebody that you can bounce ideas off of. You go, I got this information from a YouTube video. What do you think? And your instructor can go, well, this is why it could work if you approach it the right way, but usually it isn't. And it's a quick fix, gimmicky kind of thing, and it's not going to be beneficial to you. Most advice, you have to think of what you're working on as a puzzle. And if it's the wrong puzzle pieces, they're just not going to fit. And if it's not for you, it's just not for you. And so when you try to make something fit and it's not supposed to, that's where it's easy to get lost. The right instructors for you can go, yeah, no, you want to bypass that. That's going to waste a lot of your time, a lot of years, and that can stunt your growth, those kind of things. So this is really important to keep you motivated and keep you growing, is to have somebody that can guide you in the right way. Now, another thing is when you have somebody that has not only worked on their own game, but has given so many lessons to others, they will know where the tip or that, let's say in golf, that motion that they teach you, they know where that's going to go. Where if you were to play golf with somebody or stranger or a friend or family member that has never given golf lessons and have really helped somebody, yeah, there is an anomaly where once in a blue moon, they really can get you through and instruct you. But usually, people are free to give advice, but they never know where it goes after that advice. So if somebody goes, oh, you got to keep your head down when you're playing golf, they don't know where that leads a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, a lifetime from now. Because you've given that advice and then see you later. You can say, you know what, I want you to forward press, open up the club face, and hold off on the shot. You can tell somebody that, but then see you later. You never see that person again, or your friend or whoever could give you that advice and you work on it, but they're not there to see where that advice has taken them. And usually people forget. They'll give you advice, and then a week later, if you ask for help, they'll give you another advice, another tip. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with the tip that they gave you before, and it just keeps going on with these new tips. And if you really knew how people learn, we learn through funneling, through overcoming bad habits and replacing it. So it takes time and it takes consistent effort, consistent information. It's got to be right so that when you work on it, it's worthwhile. But what happens is people freely give advice. To me, the ones that even say that they're instructors, or ones that are just people who are practicing and they go, "Ooh, can I help you? You could do this better." a lot of those people that I've witnessed really don't understand the learning curve, that advice won't even really make a dent because it takes time. It takes a long time. And unfortunately, sometimes there's advice and then people really put in the time and it can be completely the wrong advice. So if you really knew and have taught people, when you see issues in a swing, that you don't freely just go and say, can I help you? This tip's gonna fix you. It doesn't work like that. It really is more organized in a way that it takes time and it takes persistence and things like that. So when I see somebody and they're like, you know, let me help you, here's a tip, and then they leave, they don't know what that has done for somebody. Where if you've been teaching for many, 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 many years and have also applied what you teach to yourself, then you know like what it takes. So you want somebody that has dedicated their life and what you want to get good at fast. So it really like makes you skip over all the trial and error that you could waste time doing. So this is something to really look into in anything that you want to get good at. And it's really, truly the way to go. I can't emphasize it enough. I mean, I talk about it with other people, like they go, you know, My daughter wants to, you know, do gymnastics, or my son wants to play baseball. And I mean, anybody, and they're like, where should we start? I'm like, go find a good instructor and take time. I mean, you may have to go through several to get through the right one and the one that can resonate with their students. And then, man, it's like you're shaving years off of bad habits. Like you could learn the wrong way and then later you have to reverse it to get to the next level. But the right instructor will give you the right fundamentals so that you won't have bad habits that you have to overcome in the future. So things like quick tips and gimmicks and things like that seem really fast. It's like, oh, if I do this, this is going to get me so far. And it may seem like that at first. But where it slows down is when the habits form, and then to get to the next level, you can't get through it unless you overcome those habits and replace it with good ones. That's where it slows down. But fundamentals and foundations, laying that out may look slow, but then when you hit momentum, that's where you put in the time and you work on it. Oh my goodness, like it's like in golf, it's, oh my God, I gained 5 yards here. And then a few months later, I gained another 10 yards, you know, and oh, I got more accuracy. You know, you're gonna hit momentum. And then that's fast. So it looks slow, but slow is fast that way. If you go the other way, it seems fast, you're skipping over things. Skipping over things always looks, you know, feels fast. But then it's like, whoa, and then you slide back. And that's really slow. So take the time to lay out the right foundation. Get the right guidance. Somebody who really has dedicated their life. I can't emphasize that enough. And not somebody that, you know, just... There was points in my life where I was the good golfer, but I never really gave lessons day in and day out. I did have that instinct to not freely give people advice because I'm like, well, this is what I'm working on, but this isn't really going to help you. So I would be very careful in what I share with people. But now, I mean... Gosh, I've taught so many lessons and have helped so many people improve their game. And to do that, to really shape people's game from, you know, not being able to break 100 to shooting in the 90s, 80s, 70s, you know, it's like there's really a way. And you want to find in any field people that have that inner confidence, not ego confidence, inner confidence, because they've proven it day in and day out for themselves and for others. So know the difference so that you don't waste your time with just information. Just because you're getting information and tips and things like that doesn't mean that that's what you should be working on. Because I want you to ultimately accelerate your learning curve, have a good time, feel like you're learning and growing. This is a really big thing. Keep this in mind for parents who have kids if they want to get good at something. And I recommend, you know, a proper instructor and take time to seek that. Jay says, night, night. She's sleeping right now. And I'll talk to you next time.